You said that I'd be conducting the interview when I walked in here. Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
I love you, POD.
That is amazing. Going from a pot reference to a Christian rock band. You're in the South Town. You know that kids don't play. I feel like we shouldn't mess around too much because we didn't have an episode of Casually Late the last 2 weeks, I believe.
Mm-mm.
So we need to kick right into that. Let's listen to our favorite podcast.
Don't touch that thermostat, kids. It's time for this week's Father's Day edition of Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit Show. My name is Michael Harper, and this week we're brought to you by Cell Phone Belt Clips.
Never heard of them.
On braided woven belts. Form finally meets function.
Never heard of them.
We hit the highlights on this week's special Father's Day edition of Casually Lit. We talk about sports, we rate tools, and then we discuss video games. It really is 2019.
Don't remember doing that.
To begin the episode, both Jason and Rhodey present Chris with the name of an athlete and discuss his feelings on this athlete being traded. Chris does not know who this athlete
is. That's so funny.
And the bit lives on. Then they go on to discuss different brands of tools and which drill is best. According to their ratings, Milwaukee is best.
Yes, we did do that.
With the green one being subpar.
We did do that.
They then discuss E3, which one assumes is some sort of video game store, and how E3 is not good. Well, it's time for this week's round of segments. The Father's Day edition yielded us a lot of segments, so let's dig in. On this week on Fuck Martin House, the boys try depth charge and pan it viciously. Be sure to tune in this week for the new episode of Fuck Martin House, where they will inevitably buy another Martin House beer and talk shit about it. Of course, the boys then afterwards spend 10 minutes discussing new beer ideas for Martin House. So tune in 1 month from now to hear the boys just really shit on a Thanksgiving beer from Martin House. On this week's Getting to Know You, we talk to Chris and find out that Chris won't grow a unibrow. It's unclear if Chris can grow a unibrow.
That's right.
But we're not asking that of him. The North Star on the ones and twos. Well, the Pride Month as a punchline count has dropped to 2 as the month winds down.
That's good.
Last week, the Pride Month as a punchline count was 4. The week before, it was around 5. And now on this week's Casually Lit Gets Real, Rhodey discusses his absence from Facebook as a way to avoid, quote, feelings. Well, let's see what the boys have for us this week. Thank you so much for tuning in to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit Show. My name is Michael Harper, and we're all hashtag triggered by Papa Chris.
Is it safe to assume that since he didn't trash our beer ideas, that they were good?
I would assume that maybe a certain brewery in Fort Worth may have a Thanksgiving beer coming up.
With all the leftovers.
It's not Martin House.
Boiled leftovers.
We did come up with some fire names.
How would you like this turkey sandwich beer?
I was hoping he would mention that, but he did not, so I'm thinking he liked it. Because he only mentions the bad things.
This is true.
Mm.
Well, speaking of bad things,
I actually just finished my Martin House, not really, this Community Mosaic.
That is not the bad thing.
Nope.
Jason went out and did a bad thing. We now have 4 different kinds of White Claw hard seltzers to try, which you should also be seeing sometime soon in a certain brewery in Dallas.
I was going to say, let's rewind, time out. So Community Brewing here in Fort Worth made a seltzer.
Community?
Yeah. Not Community, apologize. Collective, Jesus Christ. They're similar. They spelled the same. They have the same syllables. Collective, Community. Nope. Syllable counts off. Anyways, Collective made one of these. And Michael may or may not have mentioned that this was going to become a thing. So I saw one. I saw 2. Texas Ale Project's going to make one. And then I was like, all right, we need to try some seltzers just to put it out there and let you guys know what we think. And so I found White Claw, which I don't know who owns White Claw. I really hope it's Budweiser, though. I hope so. just so I can feel good about my purchase.
Have you had a sip of this yet?
Need to make sure my money, hold on, I need to make sure my money goes to the evil doers of the big beer companies. Smells good. It smells good. Mm. Oh, good. Sparkling water.
It smells like a Sprite.
Yeah.
It tastes like ass.
Tastes like a Sprite with a hint of orange. No, it does not taste like a Sprite.
It tastes like a water bottle that has been left out in the sun for about a month.
Yeah.
It's not very good. And then at the end, it's like a hint of grapefruit.
The grapefruit is... So we have four flavors to try, folks. We're starting with the grapefruit. We have a natural lime, a black cherry, and a raspberry. There is no grapefruit. It's just like drinking hard water.
It has great head retention, though.
They're owned by Mark Anthony Brands, which is the same owner of Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh! Also another favorite of mine. Mm. Whenever I have a younger lady in the 18 to 23 range, I'm like, hey, have a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, this is...
That's a terrible joke.
Chris, here, try this. This is fantastic.
I got started drinking off Mike's Hard Lemonade, so...
Oh, so did I.
Fucking douchebag is what I am.
Mike's Hard, Smirnoff. Yeah, it smells exactly like a Sprite. This should be a grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is going to love it.
It does not taste like a Sprite.
You're making all those faces. He is going to love that. That will be his new favorite drink.
That's not bad, actually.
Told you.
It tastes like a LaCroix.
A LaCroix.
Oh, that's why I hate it.
Isn't he that actor that was on Star Trek, LaCroix?
The one that died?
Yeah. That's the one.
LaCroix!
LaCroix, so you don't like the grapefruit.
I'm not a fan.
I don't know if... I think it's making me a little burpy, too. Maybe.
Because of the excessive amount of carbonation.
It is a very carbonated... Like, look, you see those bubbles just... They're attacking right now.
Yep.
Look at that.
And you have that enucleated glass. I don't have that, so it's just coming off the side a little bit.
Why is your glass not enucleated?
That's a good question. Division.
That's messed up. Yeah, you can see the nucleation in this thing. Hope that's a thing. So what other flavors do we have, Chris?
Honestly, it just tastes like just seltzer water with a slight hint of some kind of fruit in it.
Mm. Which worries me, because this is basically club soda.
Pretty much.
I'll tell you this, there is absolutely no alcohol hint or taste or any, like, I would never think that was alcohol.
This is true. Because a certain person in this household likes vodka with club soda.
Yep. So
this is pretty much what she would drink.
I was thought you were talking about Connor, but yeah, it makes sense.
That's how we get him to go to bed.
Sleepy time, here's your seltzer water, White Claw.
Never White Claw. We also have the raspberry flavor.
Sweet name.
Natural lime.
Okay.
And black cherry.
Also, mango's available, but it wasn't in the mixed 12-pack that I bought.
Bastards. Oh, 12-pack. Holy 12. Shit.
Damn.
How much was the mixed 12-pack, by the way?
$12. It's a fucking great deal.
Totally worth it.
Totally great deal.
Was this at Costco?
What?
Was this at Costco?
No, it was at the place where all the Martin House beers are. Oh, my God.
Which will be having next?
We're going to read about this. You ready? White Claw Hard Seltzer is made using a blend of seltzer water, which are gluten-free alcohol base, and a hint of fruit flavor. You got that right. With 100 calories, 2 grams of carbs, and 5% alcohol, White Claw comes in 5 fruit flavors. Discover the refreshing taste of White Claw Hard today.
So you're going to need a bunch of these to carb load for the run tomorrow?
Well, 2.
I may just throw a little pasta in this.
I need to drink 100 of these.
2 grams of carbs is enough to do
It's making Jason sleepy.
Yeah. There's no sugar in that. The beer has sugar in it. Beer is what keeps this podcast going. Not really, but this. No, the Sprite smell on this is like legit. I keep thinking I'm sick every time I breathe this in. Where's my Gatorade? I don't feel good. Where's my ice chips?
Where's my Price is Right?
Mm-hmm.
Price is Wrong, bitch.
Well, I'm glad Chris likes it. We can split this next one in thirds.
Good deal.
Because I can't drink. My stomach's like bloated.
Yep, already.
Very gassy.
Chris, you pick the next one.
Dealer's choice.
Oh, shit.
Let's go with the Raspberry.
Ah, does it have an RSP in there?
It actually has a B in there. That's weird.
That's dumb. That is some stupid ass junk. It says raspberry. That's weird. And there's a balloon, like you're blowing a balloon out. Raspberry.
I feel like if we had some puree and threw it in there, it'd probably be good.
Like a firkin?
Yes. Just oak age the shit out of this. Mm.
Put
it in a fooder.
What's weird is I keep pouring it like it's a beer. It's like, oh, let me tilt the glass. Here, Chris, you can try this while Rhodey chugs his orange one because he's scared of it.
Mm, it tastes so good on the way up.
Yeah, that's a really really strong raspberry flavor to it.
Did you guys hear that Endgame is coming back out this weekend?
Oh, so they're doing the Titanic?
They're re-releasing it this weekend. One more time.
But this time in 3D?
Nope. Just regular ass re-release with 7 minutes of extra footage that may or may not be at the end in a deleted scene.
Where Thanos wins?
No. It's kind of, the extras are kind of dumb, but they need 33, I think it's 33 more million, that's it, to pass Avatar.
Hmm.
Man, they're going to do it?
I think so.
Nice.
I'm hoping so, because Avatar's a stupid ass fucking movie.
Jason loves it.
Yeah.
This has a lot of raspberry in the nose.
Yes, it does. So, not so much in the taste.
Yeah, you're right. Smell of raspberry. Thank you, White Claw. You know the weirdest part? It tastes just like the other one we just had. That's fucking weird.
I like this one a little bit better.
Here, Chris, you can drink the rest of this, buddy. We get Chris drunk.
Hard seltzer.
I hope you get white girl wasted off these. That'd be so awesome. Like, you drink these and you immediately turn into some spoiled rich girl. Woo, take my shirt off.
As soon as tap water comes to Arlington, I'm going to get you a 64 ounce of it, Chris.
A growler?
Tap water does.
That's Texas L Projects.
Seltzer water.
Get it? Texas L Project Tap.
I think it was water. The last beer that Michael put out there for them, wasn't it?
Hope so. I mean,
Chris, thoughts?
Exactly. You're right. But you're right, Jason. On this website, it says the refreshing alternative to vodka and soda.
Oh, look at that. Rhodey was right.
Ugh. Oh, Rhodey said it.
Yeah, you're trying to give me credit.
Should have just taken it.
I denied the credit, but I should have took it right.
This is bad.
Yeah, my stomach is bloated.
Yeah, that's just bitter.
Lots of burping on this show.
It's like, yeah, I just want to try the black cherry and then I'm going home.
You don't want the natural lime that's going to be exactly like Sprite?
Did you say spring?
Sprite.
That's it. Oh, sorry. Oh, I don't know why I heard spring. Sprite's much funnier, actually a lot funnier than that.
Is LeBron James going to be pushing that one?
Yes.
Only if there's a little orange in it.
Chris, were you able to find a picture of that substitute teacher that decided to make porn at school?
You went to school with her, didn't you?
I think we need to clarify. It was a pretty interesting news stories today. The first news story that I found was about two siblings having a bet who could fuck their dad first. That was real.
Was one a man?
No, they were both girls.
Okay.
Yep. The second news story that someone, I think it was Rhodey, threw at me was substitute teacher got fired because, oh dear God. Is that it?
Yep.
Whew.
Former North Texas middle school teacher Julie Brewer.
Yeah.
45. Was arrested at Coppell Middle School, West Campus.
Coppell.
In January, Dallas County Sheriff's deputies.
Isn't that where Sam Cassell went?
Cassell?
Matt Cassell?
Matt Cassell.
Did he go to Coppell?
I don't want to actually look up the video now.
No.
Hmm.
I don't know if you could find it that fast. That'd be cool if you could. Anyways, they were using the classroom as a set piece after hours. Said no children were involved in it.
Thank God.
That was a blessing, I think.
Since it's a middle school?
I think that was a blessing.
Oh, yeah. There's no kids there because it's summer. But I think I found the video. Do you want me to click on it?
What does it say?
substitute teacher porn video.
No, that's just going to be a bunch of random videos.
Click on that. It's just going to be random. Let's just watch. We're going to spend the next 20 minutes of watching Chris watch porn. We'll critique. I will critique you. Oh, my God.
You just put Pornhub on the show, Chris.
Oh, no, I didn't.
They need their plug. I mean, come on. Get with it.
Send Michael the link.
Get with it. Anyways.
Yeah, but somebody had to recognize the scenery in that
Coppell,
in that school.
In the Coppell like, High School.
I'm going to turn these people in or turn this lady in.
You know, I wish I could just write articles the way the internet does. Wouldn't it be so fun? There's one that just got posted in a comic book thing. It says, Ryan Gosling rumored for Lex Luthor. Nah.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
That's fucking stupid. People are stupid.
Along with, what's his face, Batman?
Robert Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson.
Well, that's real.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, that's real. Twilight vampire Batman. You afraid of that?
Wasn't, what's his face, Macaulay Culkin supposed to play the Joker? That was the fake rumor?
That goes along with Ryan Gosling being the Joker, or being whatever. Whatever. Damn. I just fucking read.
Callback from 4 seconds ago.
Speculation on the internet, it's so frustrating, especially like, as you know, there's a Kwame Leonard, an interview with the Mavericks, and then people are like, that's bullshit. It's just like,
misdirection.
Like, how awesome would it be just to be a reporter and tweet something fucking stupid and everybody just eats it up? You're just like, yep, this guy, well, I think his name's Woj, W-O-J or something, and everything he says is like gospel. I'm like, I don't even know who this guy is. Everybody's like, oh my God, Woj said this. And he's not even right half the time. But he's still gospel.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I don't get it. It'd be fun to be some kind of a reporter, just be like, this just in, seltzers are cool, and everybody goes buys White Claw and does it on a podcast. That'd be cool.
Those poor fools.
I may or may not have read that tweet and bought it. I only bought it because I saw a Collective did it. So Collective Brewing put out their seltzer, and it started going all over the place, and I was like, well, I need to taste one of these. And then after buying it, and now that we've tasted it, I realized that Bray's girlfriend, fiance, wife, whatever, she let me try one of these already before. And I was like, that's terrible.
What flavor was it?
I think it was the cherry or the raspberry one, I think. It was when we were drinking in the pool.
Whew. Was it as bad as this raspberry?
Yeah. No, it was just, I remember it tasting just like sparkling ass water with some kind of fruit flavor in it. I'm trying to find the thing now so I can read it.
Is it a drink that you would have after mowing the lawn?
Yep, right now. Yeah. But I'm about to go mow the lawn, so I'll drink this.
Yeah.
There it is. Okay. Here you go. Fort Worth Brewery. It's from that tiny, teeny Ricard. I'm not even sure how to pronounce it. Ricardi. Anyways, the hottest way to cool down this summer might not be with a beer roadie, but rather hard seltzer water. And with the release of a new line of seltzers from Fort Worth's Community Brewing Project, you can drink local and on trend.
Community.
I did say it again, didn't I?
You did.
Community Brewing Project. Collective Brewing Project.
You got that mosaic on your mind.
Yeah, I know. I hadn't bought Community in a while and bought the 6-pack and was very excited about it.
It's still a good beer.
Yeah. Yes, it is. The brewery's new Collective Club series debuted in mid-June with 2 full flavors, raspberry lime and blood orange. To make them, brewer and co-founder Ryan adds L yeast to a sugar water mixture and lets it ferment for about 10 days before adding natural flavoring and force carbonating the beverage. The result is a libation with 4.5% alcohol content that's light, dry, and refreshing. That's a good way to describe this.
We know a guy that loves force carbon stuff.
Though the Collective Club seltzers are legally deemed malt beverages, they do not contain barley or any grains and are considered gluten-free.
Gross.
Gross.
gluten-free equals gross.
So you're not going to walk into your next brewery and order one of these?
You know what this White Claw needs? Some bread. Mm. Chris, next.
You want some bread in there?
Just get some bread to soak it up and maybe it tastes better.
Let's go with the black cherry.
Oh, yeah.
You went with the best one, potentially.
That's what I was hoping for, too. Black cherry was always my favorite Kool-Aid, just throwing that out there. I bet you could take half a... Yeah.
It smells good.
You put some Kool-Aid in there and it'd be good. ruin the entire purpose of this, but...
It'd actually be good.
Just like half this, half Kool-Aid. Bam, baby.
You know what this needs? About 4 cups of sugar.
Here you go, Chris. Here's your half of seltzer. I'm glad Chris found a drink that he likes. It's also not bad for you and will not give you a beer belly.
Yeah, I've already got one, so...
Nabra. If I was a magician, it'd be Nabra Kadabra. That does smell great, dude.
It does smell really good.
But how does it taste, Chris?
Fuck, it tastes just like the other two. There's a little bit of black cherry on the end of that. Hi. Nice to meet you.
I got the opposite. I'm very black cherry up front, and then just crap seltzer afterwards.
It's clear water.
It tastes like I had a Yoplait black cherry, but...
I was actually going to say that, too.
Take most of the yogurt out and then fill it with water. Like say I ate all the black cherry, and then I was washing it out.
In the
and
world?
Instead of dumping the water out of it, I just drank it. That's what this is.
I used to do that, but except with milk.
That's gross, Chris.
With milk, not water.
Ew, that's gross, Chris.
It was good back when I could drink milk.
That was essentially less than skim milk.
But you got all the nice probiotics from the yogurt. You got to get every single one of them out.
Mm.
They didn't have Activia back then, so you had to make do.
Chris, sticking out those yeast strains.
I'm just taking a seat back and listening to you fine gentlemen.
Mm.
Talking about probiotics like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yep.
I already feel like this is worse than the Barrel-Aged Show.
Oh, I'm getting frustrated with Turning Point and their names. I'm getting frustrated with Turning Point's names as I am Martin House making a beer all the time. Turning Point is putting out a double IPA called I Am Jack's Complete Lack of Surprise Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hurr. And they put out one the other... I can't find it, though. I saw it today. I was like, you dirty bastards. Quit being so clever with your names.
Still haven't been there, have we?
No, I want to go really bad. I need to. It bothers me that I can't find it. They put it out today. I was like, holy shit.
Let's go this Friday.
Can't do that. Oh, well, sorry. I'm too busy watching LeBron James in his underwear working out.
That's super weird.
Well, that's weird. That's why sometimes when I stop following athletes.
That's not Gatorade. That's seltzer water.
That's weird, LeBron. Me and you are closer than we used to be, and I don't want to be this close. Delete. Working out for that new Space Jam movie. So what is the plot of that going to be, by the way? Is it going to be the exact same thing?
It's got to be.
He's already said that AD's in it, Anthony Davis.
And Chris Paul.
Is it Chris Paul or is it Cliff Paul from State Farm?
Well, he's a guy, so.
Well, it's his twin brother, right?
No, and then they have like a couple of...
Oh, that was Chris and Cliff.
No, I think they have like 3 WNBA players in it, too.
They do.
I don't remember their names. Diana Taurasi is one. I remember that one.
Damn, I really want to make a quota joke, but I'm not going to.
Do it. Feel the hate.
I don't know what they're going to do about not having an R. Kelly song in this movie.
Well, it is Pride Month, so.
I used to think that I could move on.
You're just going to come out and pee on the aliens?
I believe I can fly. Woo! I believe I can touch the sky.
Little did we know that Sky was 15 years old.
Damn right.
Fuck you, seltzer. You're ruining this.
It's So is it going to be a direct remake or
I don't, well, I'm like trying
a
to,
sequel?
It's a sequel. But
God, I hope so. I hope Bill Murray's in it too. He's playing golf with Larry Bird.
The Looney Tunes come to get Michael Jordan. They're like, you're too fucking old. And then they get LeBron James. Oh,
maybe you'll play golf with Magic Johnson and he'll miss a putt. I'm like, fuck this. I quit and just run off the set.
Don't forget, Space Jam had Michael Jordan sucking at baseball in it.
That's true.
Oh, God. I would. Yeah, that's so. It was so terrible. And I'm going to come out and say it. That movie's fucking horrible now. People still love it and they think it's great.
You don't think it held up?
God, it's not good. Michael Jordan had to act with nothing around him, and he's not an actor. Can you imagine, like, he had to pretend that there were Looney Tunes and stuff around him, and he's not an actor?
Speaking of which, how did they sell him on that?
Probably $50 million.
A truckload of money.
Probably.
Beep, beep. What's that? Oh, it's my Space Jam money backing up into the driveway. No, no, no. Sorry, that's my Nike truck. Space Jam's coming later.
All the royalties he gets off that.
Yep. Got six rings, bruh. Six rings. One for my thumb. 2 3-peats. Take that, Warriors. Busted ass Achilles Warriors. Torn ACL. What happened? Torn quad, you piece of shit Warriors.
Enjoy sucking next year.
Yeah, didn't they lose in the final?
Yeah, they did to the Canadian team. Take that, America.
Ah, that's upsetting.
To the Reptars.
To the Rip, yeah. The, what was that dude's name? Reptar. Yep, Reptar. From, anyways. Well, I'm dead serious, though. What is this Space Jam movie? What could it even be about?
Like, where were the monsters? Like,
but like, why? I can't wait. I hope they take away the Looney Tune animation and try to do it computer animated. It looks terrible. And LeBron James is a decent actor. At least he's acted. So when he does this, he kind of has experience.
Well, I mean, to be fair, like in the other one, it had Charles Barkley and Sean Bradley, and they didn't really talk. They just made crazy movements, and they were like, yeah, that's good enough.
Remember the therapy session? I think Sean Bradley couldn't sit on the couch or whatever because he was so long.
Yeah, 7'6"
or whatever. Got the basketball Jones. The basketball, basketball Jones. Ooh, baby. Ooh. And that's just Chris Rock like, my basketball put under the pillow. I can't even sleep without my basketball. My basketball love my mama. Stuff like that. I do not remember the jokes in that song.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
Give us the last one.
But
the natural one?
You need natural light.
You need to admit that you are at least buzzing from this lovely seltzer mix.
I can't tell if it's buzzing or indigestion.
Both.
Is it buzzing with anticipation for this next flavor?
Exactly.
Some natural light. Exactly.
Natural light.
After this, I'm going to bed. You guys got this?
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Got a basketball, Joe.
That's a big whiff of lime.
Smell like Sprite?
No, it's heavy on the lime.
But still, none of us can come up with a possible plot line for Space Jam 2.
The aliens have got beat.
Wait. Hold on. Sorry, I really did just come up with this. I promise you. Here, Chris. So, remember Mortal Kombat? You have to have a tournament. You have to win 10 tournaments in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They come back. We have to play basketball again because you have to win 10 basketball matches in a row.
And are they going to play like the first one never happened?
I don't know. It's a sequel.
Or is Michael Jordan going to do a cameo and be like...
I hope he takes off his Toon Squad jersey and hands it to LeBron like, you got it now, bro. And Michael rides off into the sunset with his golf club. Still misses a putt.
Asshole's just jacksing around.
And then Shaq shows up with his outfit from, what is that old basketball game? Ugh. Uncle Drew. Oh. Oh my God.
Did you watch that movie?
Yeah, because it was on HBO for free.
How was it? Fine.
I need to require that we watch it and do a podcast over it. That would be fun.
Gotta listen to Kyrie Irving talk like this for 27 minutes. I used to play basketball with the best of them. I'm Uncle fucking Drew.
Didn't that were just like basketball stars dress up as old people.
It sure was.
This one is probably the best one. This tastes like lime sherbet.
Lime sherbet?
That's what I'm getting.
No, we should do a podcast immediately over Uncle Drew.
That's not bad.
I would rather watch Rambo again.
The mango is actually the best one, I think, though.
You've had the mango?
Not mango, but...
The mango?
You dick. You didn't even share it with us.
The blood orange.
The blood orange?
Yeah, isn't it grapefruit orange something?
The ruby grapefruit?
Yeah, ruby grapefruit.
Chris is over here making up flavors.
I gotta get more flavors.
You should send a complaint to White Claw. Like, hey, where's the blood orange?
Did you guys have the nacho cheese White Claw?
You know how I know you're not Kraft? You don't have blood orange.
It's true.
I think, for me, this is the best one.
I think you put a little drop of lemon in there and you got Sprite.
That's true. Do you have any lemon?
Because I don't.
I will go for that right now.
I apologize. I'm going to lean on Black Cherry. That was my favorite. I cannot wait to play a basketball game with Michael Jordan and LeBron and then be like, hey, toss me a White Claw. And then they throw it to me in slow-mo and I'm like, shh, when you've had a hard day. And then I drink the White Claw.
What song is that? I mean,
when you've had a rough day and you got your ass kicked by Michael Jordan.
It sounds like the start of a Mentos commercial.
That's where I was going. It was definitely a 90s ad. I was writing the jingle as I was going. The slow-mo, you know, and as it's coming to your hand. You've had a rough day and you don't want calories. Grab a White Claw. Get fresh. What is that?
Some real libations.
We don't want none of that shit around here.
Chris just asked for it.
Gross. 21st Amendment Brewery. Yeah, that's too close to Independence Brewery. I don't want it. So something weird. I listened to it. Well, we know I listen to 100 million podcasts. This podcast called Generation Y. They just cover true crime cases and stuff. And they're like, one of the episodes, it wasn't recently. They were like, yeah, we'll be at Independence Brewery. I was like,
Interesting.
Good on you, breweries, for figuring out what's popular. Because these motherfuckers, two dudes talking about court cases, making $100,000 a piece.
Must be nice.
Lucky bastards.
Yep.
Got in when it was perfect timing, and there's no production value. It is worse than this show, production value wise.
Take that, Chris. Shots fired.
They're making $100,000.
Jeez.
Yep. Each.
Damn. So that's fine.
They get paid to go on appearances.
When are we starting our Patreon?
What the fuck? Yeah. 99 cents. You can get the extra episode after the show when Jason just goes, blah, fuck you.
It's pretty much just nonsensical cursing.
Fuck you.
I hate the younger generation.
Martin, now you fucking suck.
Oh, you got a pickle beer. Fuck you.
That should be the fuck you of the week. Also, the Jamaican IPA.
Yeah, what is a Jamaican IPA, by the way?
To me.
Michael Harper, what is a Jamaican IPA?
I'll ask you about that on Saturday, and I'm winking real big. Wink, wink. So he texts me. He's like, we're meeting on Friday, right? And I was like, yep. And then he goes, well, on the podcast, you said Saturday. I was like, yeah, I don't want the hordes of fans showing up. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Quit putting that out in the ether.
It was so funny. I was like, oh, damn, I didn't do that. But
I hope you don't mind, but I've invited everyone.
It's like, watch out for the hordes of fans. I mean, people don't realize how popular we are. Popular. Huh?
They're just going to show up and bring a bunch of seltzer waters.
Oh. Dude, that'd be awesome. I would, if fans start mailing me seltzer water, P.O. Box, we should get Michael's address. Here's where you need to send seltzer waters. Oh, I bet Michael would trade his Jeep for 700 seltzer waters.
He didn't mention if he sold that or not.
Nope.
He said someone may or may not have come out to look at it.
Yep.
Ooh.
Hmm.
We need to have an update on that.
Had to be a fan then. Fan that he didn't want to divulge? Yeah.
Although I did hear they were disappointed that it wasn't a a six-cylinder.
Oh. And it did not have the Texas L project.
Yeah, that's what they're most disappointed with.
That's where I thought you were going with that. I was like, yeah, it didn't have that embroidery on it like we were selling.
That sweet, sweet embroidery.
You know what? Sweetness is what this is. Lime seltzer.
It's so good. When it touches the lips.
It just makes me want to burp. But do you not feel healthier?
No, not at all.
Less.
I feel like I'm going to have heartburn after this.
You know, I feel gluten-freer.
Well, less gluten-y.
Is that the eighth deadly sin? Glutton.
Gluten-y.
No!
Gluten-y. It'll get you every time.
Yeah, gluten is a weakness of mine, and I will proudly be like, yeah, I give in to gluten every day. Oh my God. Okay. Come on.
Because it's so good.
We got to drink this good beer now. So we can have at least one beer on our podcast that's about beer. Question. Would you call this seltzer a beer? Or would you call it a seltzer?
I think that leans more towards seltzer. The color's a little off, but.
I know. And that thing said it's not malt liquor. But I'm like,
Definitely has a malt liquor aftertaste to it, and I know my malt liquors.
Yeah, where would you put any of these on the Four Loko scale? Rank the White Claws, Chris. Rank them.
Let's see, the raspberry.
Yep.
That would be probably about a 3. And black cherry, probably about 2.
Damn, take that, Jason.
Natural lime, 1.
Damn, that was your favorite. Have your 1.
And
your butthole.
Grapefruit, that was actually a 4.
Poor Loko butthole.
So it was 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. The blood orange, or whatever it was, 1.
Yeah, the orange grapefruit. Shit,
the grapefruit.
Grapefruit was the best.
The grossest one. Got it. Cool.
Yep.
Bleh, bleh.
Hold on, let me write down my list of people not to trust. Chris is number 2. Okay.
Have you already got your pours of this?
Yeah. All right. It's all you now, dude. Chug a chuggity chuggity chug. How much is left over there?
Oh, this tastes weird after seltzer water.
Whoa, that does taste weird after all that.
God damn it.
Whoa.
So you can't use the blood orange. You can't use. So you're trying to tell me you can't use seltzer water to clean out your palate?
It's so weird. Like I got all malt out of this.
Oh, damn it.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
New guys in the corner puking his guts out.
Need a palate cleanser after this.
So 21 Pilots released a new song with coordinates in it. Wouldn't you like to... I hope that's someone's house. Imagine how that's going now.
Like Jenny's number?
God damn. I'd be fucking pissed. Hey, look, there's Abraham Lincoln. Chris, would you like to talk about this beer we're drinking?
Yeah, it's the Brew Free or Die IPA Blood Orange. 7% alcohol. Said 4 hot varieties and 7 blood oranges ago.
7, that's very specific.
Our founders brought forth into a brewery a new beer.
Oh.
Conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all IPAs are created equal.
That is the fucking worst. 4 score and 7 years ago. That is the worst parody of that speech ever. For the record. I'm just, that's my opinion. Probably fact. But I'm spitting it.
I'm sure there's worse ones.
4 hops and 7 blood oranges ago?
4 hop varieties and 7 blood oranges ago.
4 score and 7 years ago? That's not... I don't even want to try your stupid beer now. I want to... Hey, somebody give me another lime White Claw.
It's Jason's favorite.
That's what I'm here for. Here for the White Claw.
I'm here for the White Claw. I'll stay for the White Claw.
Yeah, brewed like our original brewed. Brew free or die. This beer is an abundance of fresh blood oranges puree and a twist of citrusy dry hops. It's refreshingly different. As Abe would say, whatever you are, be a good one.
Mm. I don't get any blood orange out of it.
Take another sip. Get that seltzer water off your tongue.
Scrape. Where's that tongue scraper?
Tony, that first sip is nothing but malt after that seltzer water.
It tastes like those candies, like they're shaped like an orange. They're dry and they got that like confectioner sugar or like hard sugar all over it.
Orange slices?
Testicles, yes.
No, not like orange slices, but those candy, those crappy candy in back in the day.
Yeah, that's what you just described. Orange slices.
Well, yeah, but they were coated in sugar.
Yeah, the orange slices are.
So they're different from the real oranges?
What? Yes.
Nice.
So the candy is, sorry about the sigh, everybody. I'm just frustrated with my teammates. No, the candy was legitimately orange slices. They look just the same. You should Google that shit. That's crazy. Put old school orange slice candies. Watch this.
Shitty orange confectioner sugar candy.
I didn't like them. You liked them, Chris?
No, that's what I said. That's what it tastes like to me.
Bam, see? Yeah. Look at that.
That's exactly what it tastes like to me.
Yeah, candied ass looking orange slices.
Candy ass looking.
Yep, there they are in the packages and everything, dude. It's a 1950s candy.
Oh, I didn't know The Rock made these.
Yes, candy ass. Jabroni.
Jabroni.
They made Jabroni snacks. And the people's elbow. People's elbow candy. Bam. I am not a fan of this beer right now, but that's okay.
Give it two more sips.
Holy shit, dude. What is this?
The same thing. Just normal.
Well, that kind of sucks. I'm not going to lie, though. This may or may not be my favorite can I've ever seen. It is.
What about the Odysseus way can better, way that better. I brought you?
Yeah, this is a second to that. But this is fucking great can artwork.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. Like, how do you look at this in a store and not freak out? How do you not buy this? Where'd you get this?
In Plano. Kegs and barrels.
Yeah, I don't get cool stuff like that at my Martin House liquor store.
Your Martin House outlet?
They're changing the name. Yeah, it's weird. It's like, wait.
It's right next to the Mrs. Baird's outlet. It's really weird.
Why are you changing the craft beer section to Martin House? That's weird. So check the sign down. M craft beer. Dude, all their cans are sick nasty. What's that bottom one there, Chris? Bottom seasonal, the... Fireside Chat. Damn, all their stuff is good. Hey, everybody, go check out. What's the website, Chris?
It is 21stamendment.com.
Go check that out. Oh, my God. Damn.
Yeah, they got apparently Benjamin Franklin.
That's badass.
Wait, that's not Michael Harper?
There's going to be a fight on Friday. I mean, Saturday.
With hops on his, covering his nips.
To be fair. He did do a calendar that was very similar to that.
Yeah. Calendar was sexier, though.
Agreed.
Oh, this is really good, though.
Yeah, they got a sparkling rosé ale, too.
I have a Statue of Liberty can. Hell High Watermelon? Oh! That's a much better parody than their 4 Score and 7 Year Ago parody. Come hell or high watermelon. Fucking you up. The top can we got. What's the far right top can? The green one?
The blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah IPA.
Yes. 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 Sign me up. Sign me up with these dudes. Sign me up right now. Here, I'm signing myself up. No, go check it out. 21st Amendment. Yeah, this is good stuff too. Ooh.
Now that you have the seltzer water out of your mouth?
No, once you see the can art,
okay.
Taste don't fucking matter.
Now it's a fucking tan.
Ooh. It's definitely blood orangey.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, hey, citrus.
Mm. Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan. Like, it's really orangey.
I'm about to knock it over. You're not a huge fan of that?
No, I mean, it's not a bad beer, but it's a lot of orange. Like, if you just drink it, like, if it's the first thing you drink in the day, it's a lot of orange.
I was about to say, this is a Tyree brunch beer. I would have this with my waffles in the morning. to start my day.
That'd probably be good.
And I'd have a great day. I'd have this and then be like, let's go shopping. And I wouldn't care about my frivolous spending. Frivolous? Wouldn't care anymore.
Throw it in Orange Julius.
Yep.
Just in their faces.
Yes.
I do categorize brunch beers. That's why still Blood and Honey still stands as a brunch beer, and it's good.
I did see Joe had some.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of which, you had a birthday party.
Sold out. Connor's first birthday. I didn't even make the list.
That was a unimportant.
Talk about our kids all the time. Well, behind, I was also afraid of...
Behind Space Jam 2.
Afraid of talking about it, and people were like, I didn't get the invite, and I'm like,
not enough. That's,
yeah, you're not important.
How do you feel about being in the attic? That's the only room I have.
You say beating it in the attic?
Yeah, I like to beat my dick in the attic.
That was a video right after the substitute teacher.
Yep, no, we had his first birthday party. It was very emotional.
That was fun.
I gave another emotional speech.
What do you mean?
No, it really wasn't that emotional. I just said, thank you, everybody. No, we had a lot. We had a huge turnout, and everybody loved him, bought him all kinds of presents and diapers and stuff. What'd you buy him, Chris?
My love.
You gave him a fleshlight?
What? I wouldn't give my fleshlight to a 1-year-old.
I mean, he'll grow into it. Gotta hope Caitlin's asleep.
Need to go
can't
home.
Hear this.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Please don't ever play this back to him.
So, for the record, Rhody can no longer have seltzer waters. He can only have beer. Cutting him off.
Right.
But no, yeah, no, it went off. It was crazy. It was crazy. We invited 35 people. 33 showed up. Only 2 did not. And one of them was Jay. The other one was Misty. So I'm still in the process of reevaluating my friendship. But don't worry, because Jay will let you know 30 seconds before the party starts. By the way, bro, not on my way.
To be fair, when he
to be fair
gets on the podcast, that's what he does too.
I thought his brother was about to stand up for him, but he's like, nope.
No, he's a dick. It's fine.
Fuck that guy. Yep, it's like, oh, I'll be on the show. 30 seconds later, can't make it. But no, that him and Misty were the only 2 that didn't show up out of everybody we invited. Had people that drove 3 hours. It was pretty rather shocking to open the door and be like, you didn't say you were coming, and I'm so glad you're here.
So glad. Welcome.
It's like, welcome to the House of Horrors, where there's no room to breathe.
But enjoy the fan. It's outside.
Everybody loves that kid, man.
Had a smash cake, too.
Yeah. He knocked it off the tray.
Well, that's kind of what you're supposed
to
do.
So adorable. I've admitted it. He is a very cute kid, and it's... I'd say if my baby was ugly, but that dude is... He's dangerously adorable, as is Finley, too. It's like, ooh, when Finley smiles, you're like, oh, shut the world down.
Can't wait to see him in his golf outfit. I swear to God, if you trade that in.
Can't trade it in. We love golf outfits. He's wearing it Saturday when I go to Topgolf. Pep, coming with me? You want to go to cult? You ready to finally use that driver again?
All Under Armour.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Yeah, I'm on vacation next week. It's going to be huge for me.
Nice. Oh, do you want to start a fence?
No. No, I don't. You leave. I'm going to work. Have fun. Spend your vacation. Remember how much my time's worth, Rhody.
This is true, but it's decreased over the years, evidently.
$25 an hour.
Whew. I thought it was 35.
Well, he made me raise it. And he was right. Should be worth more, but 25 is a fair wage. Texas, at least, because there's no minimum wage. Like, Texas has the top 10 lowest minimum wages. So, figure I'm worth at least 3 times minimum wage.
We also don't have a state income tax, though.
I know people don't count that ever. It's weird.
Although we do have property taxes, so that makes up for it. So, whatever.
That's why the Rockets can't get rid of Chris Paul.
That's true.
I hope there's a lot of sports fans that got that joke. There's not. I think we have one.
Chris Paul, the natural lime of White Claw.
Can't get rid of him. I think. Yeah, that was bad. What do you think of just the regular ass IPA?
I like this one a lot.
Here you go, Chris.
Chris will not like this at all.
No, he loves IPAs.
Yeah, I like IPAs.
I do feel bad that we just keep shoveling him IPAs.
Today's the day.
Yeah, I feel like shit too.
Oh.
Chris, you should bring a beer like that you enjoy, like at least like once a month, that make us try it.
He did. He brought the natural light.
Right. Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, definitely drink Natty Light all the time.
You only bring Dream Crusher once, though. So.
Did you give Jay some natural light? No, you did on the show.
No, I didn't.
We did on the show. I forgot.
Yeah. And he hated it. And yeah, this... What's that at the very end?
Damn, that's really good.
Solid IPA.
That's really good. Is there a date on the bottom of that can, son? Yep.
No.
It's within the last month.
Just whereas...
I would bet my life
California.
On it. California. Is this from California?
Mm-hmm.
San Leandro?
They were... they merged with Brooklyn... And somebody else, I believe, like in 2017. Something like that.
It's got a weird finish, but I like it.
Liar.
I know I'm going to be completely wrong on this assumption, but it kind of tastes a little oniony at the back end of it for me.
I can see that.
Oh, wow. Actually got it kind of right.
Good job, son.
I mean, you are listening to a certified beer server, so
it's very true.
Which I saw. Damn it!
It does have a little onion at the very end.
I cannot ever remember.
Good catch, Chris.
The Cicerone that's been on our show.
Robert. Or,
yeah.
Robert. Lux. Michael Lux.
It's Robert, I think. He is going to take it farther. He's showed this study plan on Facebook. I was like.
He's already a Cicerone, Ooh. Right? He's trying to go for
master.
I was reading the criteria. I was like, no thanks.
Yeah, that's a little tough.
So crazy, though. So crazy. And then I read, so I know that you and a lot of other people, everybody who listens to this podcast, Michael and David would get mad. But I was reading this thing about why Cicerones, it's a waste of time and why it's fucking stupid. And it was talking about how 90% of the brewers don't fucking know what they're doing. they've just risen to that position and they're just putting pastry shit in. It was crazy. Yeah. That's basically what it was. It was basically like, are you going to go sit down and try the Twinkie Stout and tell us how much the Twinkie is? And
Twinkie Golden Stout, done.
And it was a whole thing, and I read the whole thing. It's like, well, it kind of makes sense a little bit, but it was funny. It was just funny.
I just listened to the Good Brew Guide episode where they talked about the sunset laws and stuff like that, and they had a small segment where they talked about gimmick beers, and Michael was super on board with all gimmick beers.
Makes sense. I'm on board with them.
I'm pretty sure he's going to come out with a Thanksgiving beer soon.
God, I mean, like, it sucks because if you came in a stupid brewery and you saw up on the thing leftover stout,
I mean,
everybody in the planet would order it.
What you should do is in November is make a flight of beers.
Oh, God.
So you'd start with the turkey, right? You'd have the stuffing beer, right? You'd have the mashed potato beer with gravy.
Oh, my God, right.
You'd have the just bread beer as the roll. And then you'd have like a cranberry saison or something, right? And then you'd have like a pecan pie stout or something.
That's a porter.
What about the green bean casserole?
You don't get that, Chris.
I mean, that'd be okay.
A little simple.
Although that'd probably be a little oniony at the end, too.
Very true. Very true. French's onions.
That's true. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
The Thanksgiving flight. Enjoy. And then you could do the same exact fucking thing for the Christmas flight next month. Oh, we didn't sell out. Well, we'll just call it the Christmas flight now.
Yeah, people would do it like crazy, man. You for dessert, candy cane, some shit. Oh, my God. The name of that is Dead Dog Stout. I need to try that.
It tastes like White Claw.
This is weird. Weird. It's really not. It's more of the ingredients, less the name. But
actually, it'd probably be Red Dog. Is that still a thing?
Red Dog?
Chris, is Red Dog still a thing?
I know Mad Dog's still a thing. Apparently it's a movie, and I'm pretty sure you're talking about some kind of
beer.
Beer.
It was always right next to Milwaukee's Best.
Yeah. Still by Miller Coolers.
God bless. Where do they sell that now?
Gas stations.
Ugh.
So, finally, since you said, I don't know why, but you reminded me that...
You're talking about Clifford now?
You reminded me that On Tap is the one that posted the Turning Point beer name, and it's Turning Point's Johnny Karate Triple IPA.
Mmm. Super awesome.
Yep. It's like, God damn it. They're fucking names. Bam. And I'm not sure what a camel has. Oh, hump day. Never mind. Wednesday.
That's hump day.
That's terrible ass shit.
Right He's there. Got his own trailer.
Anyways. What's in this madness? Toys R Us is coming back.
What?
And it's weird, too. They're
SKB
gonna be-
Toys?
The stores are going to be smaller, and they're going to have activity places for kids. Pretty smart, though, I guess. They should have done that a long time ago. Like,
yeah.
So you could go in Toys R Us, let your kid play on the, you know, the whatever while you go shop, blah, 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 blickety blah. Should have done that a long time ago. It's pretty smart. If you're missing Game of Thrones and you're feeling lonely and sad, watch Game of Bones.
Chris, what is Game of Bones?
I don't want to put any more porn on Jason's computer.
Okay.
So I watched the SFW trailer, which is Safe for Work. Oh my God, it's so fucking funny.
So everyone gets slayed?
Pretty much. It's really bad. It's so over the top, like Pirates, the porn Pirates movie was. It is so over the top that it's funny, and I don't want to laugh at my porn. That doesn't get me in the mood, but it is good. Like, it's so bad, it's good. Like, they're in the, like, dark tunnel. They, like, tried to do some Game of Thrones set pieces, and there's a part where it's like, you're looking good, and he's like, yeah, like a Kardashian. And that was so bad that it was funny.
They How start did talking not get about, sued for that?
I don't know, man. Game of Bones. Because
it's satire-ish?
It's funny, because it's bad, and like whenever
Hey Kagreasy, there was they have to like change the names.
There's a normal they did. Oh, you'd have to look at all the names because they were funny. They were hilarious, and I can't. But one of the scenes where they normally stab somebody, she's like, "Hey, my sister's gonna stab you in the dick." And of course, there was no stabbing. I'm sure they started humping, but that's beyond the point. Of this whole thing.
Okay, next question. How did you find... God bless. It's a throne of cocks. How did you find this?
How did I find that? From the Australian dude that I love so much on Facebook.
Aussie Man?
Yes. Yeah. He is the best. Holy shit. If you're not following Aussie Man on Facebook, you're ruining your life. And if you don't do Facebook, go to YouTube, search Aussie Man Reviews. You will cry laughing because he's the best at everything he does. He did this... guessing Aussie slang with the Game of Thrones cast. I didn't know he was that popular. He's popular enough to get interviews with anybody. He did a thing with Chris Hemsworth. I was like, holy shit, I didn't know.
Anybody in Australia?
Yeah, I was basically. Like, holy shit. And then he did a thing with Tom Holland. I was like, okay, didn't know you were this big. Nice. And then he did a thing with the full Game of Thrones cast. I was like, all right, dude. And he was making them guess. He would read an Aussie slang word, and they had to guess what it meant. Oh, it was so funny. Because they would be so wrong.
Oh, yeah, I actually watched a video of that. And he was doing that with Jason Momoa.
Yeah, and he's giving him like jelly beans or something stupid. He's like, oh, you won. And he would give him a pack of jelly beans. And they were like, thanks. It was so funny, though. But anyways. Yeah, Game of Bones. If you're feeling like you miss Game of Thrones and you're lonely and sad, go check it out. Enjoy it. Next week, hopefully, I think. I'm not sure when SDC is. I thought it was. I'm not sure. But Comic-Con, Marvel's going back to Comic-Con. So they're going to announce Black Widow and all that bull crap there.
Heck yeah.
Pretty stoked. Lots of exclusives if you're a pop collector like I am. 30-inch Thanos.
What are you talking about?
And next week, we're going to have a new seltzer to talk about. It's going to be sweet. I'm going to get a 60... I'm going to get a growler of collectives and bring it to Rhodey and let him try it.
Can't wait.
So, yep. Anyways, I guess that's it. Anybody else got anything? Rhodey's, yep. Rhodey's daughter turns one this weekend. That should be exciting.
Super fun. Can't wait.
Let's do this. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Sorry, we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old. The show is over and done.
It's
for
done
now.
For
but
now.
When we come back, it will be good.
It will be good.